啊，感谢神，我们在这个主日的上午，我们还是继续来思想神的话语，我们还是回到我们在母亲节之前，我们所一直所查考在主日所思想的经文，马太福音的经文。
Thank God this Sunday morning, let's continue to think about God's word. Let's go back to the book of Matthew. We have been studying the book of Matthew. Let's go back to this book.
好，我们大家可以看到这个投影，我们一起来读马太福音十章第五节到第十节。
We can see that on the screen. Let's read together Matthew chapter 10, verse 5 to 10.
好，马太福音十章五节起。耶稣差这十二个人去，吩咐他们说：外邦人的路你们不要走，撒玛利亚人的城你们不要进，宁可往以色列家迷失的羊那里去。谁走谁传说天国近了，医治病人，叫死人复活，叫长大麻风的洁净，把鬼赶出去，你们白白的得来，也要白白的舍去。腰带里不要带金银铜钱，行路不要带口粮，不要带两件褂子，也不要带鞋和拐杖，因为工人得饮食是应当的。感谢神，我们经文读到这里，我们一起来做个祷告。
Thank God, we let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you, give us your word.
成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Become the light of our feet and a lamp of our path.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ, Amen.
Amen.啊，在我们以前思想的马太福音的第九章和第十章前面的经文。
And the chapter 9 and chapter 10, we think, we read, book of Matthew.
啊，我们可以看到，当耶稣看到这所有的人是困苦流离，好像羊没有了牧人。
When Jesus saw the people like a sheep doesn't have a shepherd, so.
然后耶稣就对他的门徒说，你们要祷告庄稼的主人，因为庄稼成熟了，求庄稼的主人让工人去收割庄稼。
And Jesus told his disciples, you guys got to pray so that the Lord of the crop can send the people to harvest.
所以从耶稣的眼光，从上帝的眼光来看，这许许多多的人急待的要听到福音，要得蒙拯救。
So from God's side, that all the people, crowd people that they need, the desperate need to hear the gospel and to be saved.
啊，所以耶稣就让他的门徒祷告，让庄稼的主人差派工人收割庄稼。
So Jesus asked his disciples to pray that the Lord would send workers to harvest.
同时耶稣他自己经过整夜的祷告，他也兴起十二个使徒，设立他们为使徒。然后我们今天所读的经文就看见耶稣差派他们出去传天国的福音。
And we also see that Jesus himself that prayed whole night, and then he set up 12 apostles. And then today the message we see is that he sent this 12 apostles to go to the preach.
那么我们刚才所读的经文就是耶稣差派这十二使徒，耶稣嘱咐他们的话。
And the passage we read is when Jesus sent these 12 people and he commanded them the word he commanded to them.
那么耶稣第一句话就是说外邦人的路你们不要走，撒玛利亚人的城你们不要进，宁可往以色列家迷失的羊那里去。
And the first command he said, well, don't go the Gentile way and don't go to Samaritan's city, but just go, rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
首先我们要知道，这是耶稣第一次差派十二使徒出去传天国的福音。
The first thing we have to understand is that that's the first time that Jesus sent his 12 apostles to preach the gospel.
那么耶稣对他们讲这句话的意思，并不表明耶稣不希望外邦人得救，耶稣只希望以色列人得救，并不表明这个意思。
When Jesus says it, does that, that mean that Jesus don't want the Gentile to be saved? Jesus only want Israel to be saved. That's not what that Jesus meant.
因为耶稣他自己就医治了很多的外邦人的疾病。
Because we know that in the miracle that Jesus have healed a lot of the Gentiles sickness.
然后耶稣他甚至有几次来称赞外邦人的信心比以色列人的信心更大。
And also several times he praised the faith of expressed by Gentile is greater than those of Israel.
那么在马太福音最后耶稣给历世历代的基督徒颁布大使命，更是明确地告诉我们，上帝要让他的门徒把福音传遍地极，传遍万民。
And also in the end of the book of Matthew, in the Great Commission, that Jesus made it very clear that the gospel is going to preach the end of the earth.
圣经也告诉我们，神愿意万人得救，不愿意一人沉沦。
And the Bible also told us that God wants everyone to be saved, no one be fall.
所以，上帝并不拒绝外邦人，也就是以色列民族之外的人。上帝希望所有的人都能够得救。
So basically, God didn't reject the Gentiles, and which means the people not Israel.
那么，为什么耶稣在这个地方让他的十二使徒不要到外邦人那里去，直到以色列人当中去呢？
But why here Jesus want them to do not go to the Gentiles and Samaria, but only to the Israel?
我们一开始我们就提到了，这是第一次耶稣差派这十二使徒出去传天国的福音。
So the answer lies on that. This is the first time we mentioned. This is the first time that Jesus sent this 12 apostles to preach the gospel.
如果我们看福音书，我们就知道这十二使徒的这种属灵的生命是慢慢成长的。在那个时刻，他们并不是一个非常成熟的基督徒。
And if we look at this book, we understand that this 12 apostles, their spiritual life is gradually grew up. They're in the beginning, they're not very strong in the faith too.
所以在这个时刻首先我们可以看到，在这个时刻，在这个十二使徒他们此时的这个生命的光景的这个光景当中，所以耶稣让他们先回到以色列人当中去传福音。
So at this moment in their whatever their spiritual situation, that Jesus command them to go back to Israelites first.
这十二使徒全是以色列人。
And this 12 apostles, they are all Israelites.
所以这也就是耶稣告诉他们，回到你们的自己的家乡当中，回到你们的同胞当中，回到你们的亲人朋友当中传福音。
And basically Jesus is saying that go back to your hometown, go back to your countrymen, go back to your family member to preach the gospel there.
所以我们会看到这个耶稣给十二使徒的第一个吩咐就是回到你们身边的人回到你们熟悉的环境当中来传天国的福音。
So basically, Jesus gave them this 12 apostles command is to go back to the environment you're familiar with, go back to people you're familiar with, and to preach the gospel.
其实这是主耶稣一贯的教导。
Actually, this is a very consistent teaching of Jesus Christ.
我们都知道曾经有一个格拉森人，他被鬼附。
And we remember there is a people was possessed by demon.
然后耶稣医治了这个年轻人，这个年轻人要跟从耶稣。
And Jesus healed this young man, and this young man want to follow Jesus.
但是耶稣却拒绝这个年轻人。
But Jesus rejected him, this young man.
对，你不要跟从我，你回家去，回到你的家乡去。
Said, "Don't follow me, go back to your home."
然后告诉你的亲人。上帝在你生命中做了很大的作为。
And tell your family member how great work that God has done in you.
那么曾经有一个打水的撒玛利亚妇人跟耶稣有一次很长篇的单独谈话。
And also we remember there's a Samaritan woman that has a long conversation with Jesus.
那么当这个撒玛利亚的妇人认出耶稣就是救主，就是全人类的救主的时候，
When this Samaritan woman on the well recognized that Jesus is the Savior and the Savior of the mankind,
她回到自己的城中，她把自己的同胞全城的人都叫出来来见耶稣。
And she went back to the town, her town, and they called all the whole town people, called them out to meet Jesus.
所以当耶稣第一次差派十二使徒出去的时候，耶稣让他们回到自己的家乡里，回到自己的同胞，回到自己的 亲人朋友当中向他们传福音。
So the first time when Jesus sent it to people to out, he first asked them, go back to your country, go back to your hometown, go back to your country, go back to your family to preach the gospel there.
首先，这是一个非常有效率的办法。
First, this is a very effective way to preach the gospel.
啊，我们每天可能通过不同的媒体看、听到、接触到很多很多的商品广告。
Every day we probably through all media we see a lot of advertisement.
但是我们可能不会因为听到这些广告我们就去买这个商品或者接受这种服务。
Probably we not just hear those advertisement, we just decide to buy those merchants or take those service.
但是如果有一个我们熟悉的人，我们的朋友，我们的亲人对我们讲，哎，这个东西很好，你要试一下。
If our friend or our family member tells us, oh, this thing is very good, you want to try.
诶，我们可能就会愿意去尝试，愿意去相信。
Probably we're more likely to try and to believe.
所以这就是耶稣让他的门徒在他们当时的那个信仰生命的光景当中，让他们先回到自己的熟悉的人群当中，那些人也熟悉他们，然后向这些人来传福音。
So that's what Jesus did. Jesus asked his disciples at their situation, spiritual situation, go back to the people they familiar with, and those people also familiar with them, so they can preach the gospel to them.
然后在我们熟悉的人群当中，人家可以看到我们生命的改变，这时候让我们口里所传的福音更加的让人容易相信。
So among the people familiar with us, so they can see the change of our life, so that what we spoke in our mouths will be more believable to them.
这12个使徒都是非常普通的以色列人。
Remember, these 12 disciples are very ordinary Israel.
当他们信靠跟从耶稣基督之后，耶稣基督给他们权柄，让他们回到自己的亲人朋友，回到自己的同胞当中。
And when they come to Jesus and become an apostle, and Jesus gave them the authority, go back to their own people.
那当的同胞看到他们就说，哎，这些人变了，不像从前了。
So their countrymen, their family member probably look at them. Hey, they look different. They not like there before.
啊，首先显然会看到这些人是有权柄了，因为耶稣给他们权柄，可以行很多的神迹。
And first they can see they have the authority because Jesus gave them authority. They can perform the miracles.
当然他们也会看到这些人生命上有极大的改变，因为他们以前就是普通的渔民农夫，但是现在啊，就像上帝的使者一样。
And of course they can observe their great change in life. They used to be ordinary fishermen and farmers, but now they look like the ambassador of God.
啊，这就像那个被耶稣医治的那个被鬼附的人，当他耶稣让他回到自己的亲人当中，给亲人做见证，上帝在他生命中有怎样大的作为。
It's just like the man was possessed by demon when Jesus healed them. When he go back to his family member will recognize how great work God has done on this demon possessed man. Was demon possessed man.
就好像我们今天信靠耶稣之后，我们的生命被耶稣改变，我们回到我们自己的亲人朋友当中，我们向他传福音。
Just like us today, if we trust, we accept Jesus Christ, our life changed by God, and we go back to our family member, we preach the gospel.
啊，人家就说，哎呀，这个人我以前知道他是什么怎么样的人。
And they will say, hey, this man I know before he was like this and this this.
哎，但他现在成为这样的人。
And now he's become like this.
我要听一下他口里所传的。
And I want to hear what are you going to say.
还有另外一个方面，就是为什么耶稣让这些十二使徒在这个时刻，第一次差派他们出去的这个时刻，让他们回到自己熟悉的环境当中。
And the second point is why at this moment that Jesus wants to send this to disciple go back to the environment that people they are familiar with.
那么，其实。当我们生命不是足够成熟的时候，我们去到一个陌生的环境当中，可能会让自己进入到试探诱惑当中。
Because if our spiritual life is not very mature, very grown, if we go to a very completely strange place and alien place, then we may involve ourselves in a temptation environment.
啊，我们可能不是把别人带到耶稣那里去，而是别人把我们带跑了。
It's not we lead the people to Christ, but other people take us away.
啊，所以耶稣让这些使徒第一次差派他们出去的时候，让他们你们回到先回到熟悉的环境当中，外邦人那里你们先不要去。
So that's what the Jesus said. You go back to the place you're familiar with. Don't go to the Gentiles and or Samaritan in the start.
啊，我们知道耶稣教导我们的祷告里面有一句话，就是不要让我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
We remember that Jesus teaches the Lord's Prayer tells us that teaching us that lead us not into temptation but deliver us from the evil one.
其实这句话也提醒我们，我们是非常容易被试探的人。
And this is remind us we actually are very easy to be tempted.
我们是非常容易失败和跌倒的人。
And we are very easy to be fall and be defeated.
所以我们要求上帝啊，不要让我们遇见试探。
So we ask God, Lord, lead us not into temptation.
但是很多时候我们忘记了这一点。
But a lot of times we forgot.
我们觉得我们很刚强，别人会被试探，我不会。
We think we are very strong. Everyone else can be tempted, but I'm not me.
啊，其实当我们这样想的时候，就是最危险的时候。
But when we think about this, this is the most dangerous time of a.
以前在我的家乡有一个非常热心传福音的姊妹。
There's a the long time ago in my China in my country my hometown there's a very enthusiastic sister who's preached the gospel.
啊，她是在中学里教这个地理的地理老师。
She is a teacher that teaches the geology middle school.
当时呢，就是有一些传异端的人来到我家乡的教会。
So there's a group of people that preach like a false doctrine to the church.
当时教会的弟兄姊妹都不去跟这些传异端的人接触。
At that time, the church brothers and sisters that they just don't want to communicate with those group of people that preach the false doctrine.
那只有这个非常热心传福音的姊妹，她主动的跟这些传异端的这些人来接触。
Only this sister that you know, this sister we talk about is very enthusiastic to preach the gospel. She was kind of communicated with them.
然后她说：“我要了解他们到底传的是什么，我要去把他们挽救回来。”
And she said, "I want to know what they preach. I want to take them back."
但是很显然，她这样的感动不是从上帝来的。
But obviously, this move is not.From God,
而且他也很显然没有装备好，没有预备好去面对这样的人。
And also, she is not very equipped to prepare to face this group of people.
后来，他主动的找到了这些传异端的人，然后他没有把别人挽救回来，别人把他拉过去了。
And so finally, she get a contact with a group of people that preach the false doctrine. But in the end of the story, she didn't take them back, but she herself was taken by them.
她不仅她自己被人家拉到异端里去，她全家的人，包括她还以前传了福音，带领一些人信主的这些人，她全部都带到异端里去了。
Not only her family member and the whole group of.People, brother, sister that she was used to preach the gospel to them and all those group of people be kind of took by those group of people to preach the false doctrine.
当他们离开教会的时候，他让自己的女儿，当时他的小女儿只有这个女儿只有八九岁的女儿，向教会的弟兄姊妹宣布，就说我们家从此再不信耶稣了。
And when she left, she led her daughter at that time is very young, like 8 to 9 years old, and claim, tell the whole church that our whole family from now on will no longer trust Jesus Christ.
这当然是非常让人痛心的事情。
Of course, this is a very sad moment for the church.
这个姊妹贸然地进入到一个她完全陌生的环境当中。
This sister is just get without any preparation go to into the environment she's not prepared for.
其实这些传异端的人只用一句话就俘虏了她。
And actually, those people that preach the false doctrine only use the one sentence that captured her.
怎么这么厉害呢？
And how, what did they say? That's such a strong power.
这句话就是，这个姊妹主动去找他，找这些传异端的人，这些传异端人就对他说，哎，你是整个教会最有智慧的人。
And when the sister come to them, they just use the one sentence to capture her, that sentence said, well, you are the most wise one among this whole church.
Oh, 你的灵命啊，属灵的生命是最高的。
Your spiritual level is the highest among the church.
所以我们告诉你的一些事情，你能够明白，别人都不懂。
So the things we told you, you will be able to understand. The other rest of the prophet, they cannot understand.
啊、然后那个姊妹就说哎呀如果这个你告诉我的这些这么好那我多带些人来听啊
And the sister said Oh if the things you told me are so good Can I just ask more people to come
那个人就说哎呀别人不懂的
And,
只有你懂
The other one said to him No they probably won't understand Only you can understand
然后这个姊妹一听哎对呀、啊、是这样
Then the sister said Yeah that's right
哎我是这个教会唯一清醒的人
And I'm this sister. I'm the only the wise man.
结果最后一家人全部不再信耶稣了。
And then in the end, this whole family no longer.
啊，我们来看一下，耶稣让这十二使徒出去传福音。第一个让他们回到自己的亲人当中。
So let's look at
熟悉的人当中。
Jesus sent this 12 disciples back to preach the gospel. First time he go send them back to the people that they are familiar with.
首先这是很有效率的办法。
And this is a very effective way. Number one.
第二个就是别人确实可以看见这个传福音的人生命的改变，因为这些人知道以前他们是怎样的光景。
And the second that the people they preach to, they can literally know the change of their life because they know what they were before.
第二个就是，他们去到熟悉的环境当中，就不会那么容易掉到试探里去。
And if they go to in a familiar situation environment, it's not that easy to fall in a temptation.
啊，那其实还有很容易理解一点就是，传福音是干什么？是救人呐。
And one more point is very easy to understand. What is the preach the gospel? Preach the gospel is to save people.
把人从罪和死亡当中拯救出来。
Save people from death and sin.
我们最应该首先拯救谁？
So who should we do that first?
当然，我拯救爱我的人呐、啊。
Of course, I save those who love me, my family, the people close to me.
那么有人曾经说过一句话，就是你如果连你家里的人你都不爱，你怎么可能去爱那千里之外、万里之外、异国他乡的人呢
？And people once said that if you don't love the people around you and your family member, how could you possible to love that people tens of thousands miles away？
传福音不仅仅是完成上帝给我们的一个使命。
Preach the gospel is not only complete to do the mission that God commands us to do.
传福音真正的是因为我们爱人的灵魂，我们不愿意人的灵魂沉沦灭亡，我们才去传福音。
Preach the gospel is because we truly love the soul of the people, and we don't want the soul of a people be perished.
所以很自然的就是耶稣让他的使徒，你们首先去救你们的同胞，首先去传啊，给你们家人亲人来传。
So that's very natural. Jesus said, "You guys go here to save your family member, save your countrymen first."
因为你们真正的爱他们。
Because I know you really love them.
如果这个时候让你们去给罗马人传福音，你们可能做不到。
And if at this time I told you to preach the gospel to Romans, you probably can't do it.
因为你们心里可能那个时候还没有产生对仇敌的爱，对罗马人的爱。
Because at that time your heart probably not have the love for your enemy to Romans.
但是你心里会有对同胞的爱，对亲人朋友的爱。
But you will have a love to your family member, to your countrymen.
所以首先回到你的同胞当中。
So go back to your countrymen.
那么圣经也告诉我们上帝拯救的次序。
And also Bible told us that the order that God saved people. God saved people, there is order there.
那么在罗马书一章十六节。
In the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 16.
Go next.好，我们看到我们可以一起来读罗马书一章十六节起。我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的， 先是犹太人，后是希腊人，所以上帝拯救是有次序的。
So God's salvation actually there is order there.
首先是以色列人、犹太人。
And the Jews the first.
然后才是以色列民族之外的外邦人。
Then it's the Gentiles. Other than Jews, Israelites.
这个希腊人成为犹太民族之外一切外邦人的代表。
And here the Greek is a representative of all the Gentiles that not Jew Israelites.
啊，有时候我看到这个经文，我有时候觉得心里不服气，为什么不首先拯救华人呢？
And when I read this passage, sometimes in the beginning I was kind of not happy. Why don't save Chinese first?
但这就是上帝的次序。
But that's God's order.
所以耶稣让他的十二使徒首先去传福音给以色列人和犹太人。
So Jesus wanted his disciples to preach the gospel to Jews and Israelites first.
那么我们看到耶稣嘱咐他的使徒出去传福音，首先你们要知道向谁传。
And so Jesus commanded his apostles, first you want to know who do you preach.
第二个耶稣告诉他们传什么。
And the second, and Jesus told them what to preach.
耶稣告诉他们
What's the message?
说你们随走随传，说天国近了。
And the message is that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
传什么内容呢？传天国近了。
And what the message? The message is that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
啊，所有的人都在看这个地上的世界。
Everyone's looking at the earthly thing.
啊，一看啊，这里有黄金，这里有宝石，抓捡。
There's a gold there, there's a diamond there. Just try to get them.
啊，这时候上帝差派一个使徒过来，就说：“哎，大家等一下，往上看，往上看。”
And then there's a God sent an apostle said, "Hey, wait a minute, just look it up, not look down."
天国要来了，天国要来了。
The kingdom of heaven is come, is coming.
啊，当我们今天听到天国，我们第一个想到的就是啊，美好的地方。
And today when we think about the kingdom of heaven, we just think about that that's the beautiful place.
无忧无虑。
And without any worries.
没有眼泪，没有忧伤。
No tear, no sadness.
啊，所有人都是身体健康。
Everyone's in good health.
啊，所有人都很美丽漂亮。
Everyone's beautiful and handsome.
啊，我们一想到天国就是，哎呀，好好，所有这些对天国的印象都是对的。
And all those impressions are right.
但是我们如果我们来看圣经的话，我们就知道，圣经谈到国度这个词的时候，圣经强调的是另外一个方面。
But when we look at the Bible, when Bible talk about kingdom, this concept, Bible emphasizes another aspect of this concept.
在圣经中，国度和权柄是一个概念。
And in Bible, the kingdom.And authority is in the same concept.
那么上帝的国度是指上帝完全掌权的地方，上帝的旨意不受丝毫的拦阻，完全施行出来的地方，这个叫上帝的国度。
And the kingdom of God is that means that God has the full authority. His will is no single thresh of a hinder.And his will can prevail without any blocking.
啊，所以地上的国度来言，我们也非常容易理解。对一个国家来言，最重要的是它的宪法。
If you look at the earthly kingdom, we probably can understand this concept. For earthly kingdom, most important is constitution.
这个所有的社会各个方面，所有的人都要服在这个宪法的下面。
All the aspects of the society, different things, all the activities has to have under this constitution.
所以在圣经中一谈到国度，跟权柄是同一个概念。
So when the Bible talk about the kingdom, it's always talk about the kingdom and authority.
耶稣让他的使徒出去传天国近了。
And when Jesus wanted his disciples to preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
就是说一个上帝完全掌权的国度就要降临了。
And so basically saying a kingdom that God has a complete ruling will come.
啊，我以前啊，我有时候听到就是有人要来拜访我，要到我家里来，我心里很紧张。
And I used to be very nervous when I hear some people come to visit me at my home.
家里这么乱糟糟的，怎么见得了人呢？
Because kind of a mess at home, so how can I welcome guests?
啊，我就啊拼命的扫地啊，做清洁。
So I just have to clean up and quickly and all those things.
啊，如果我听到越是重要的人来，我就越紧张。
And so more important people come, as I become more nervous.
那么，当耶稣让他的使徒出去传天国近了
，And when Jesus sent his people preach the hand again.Kingdom of heaven is at hand.
我们听到这句话非常的熟悉。当主耶稣的开路先锋施洗约翰来传悔改的福音的时候，他讲的第一句话就是天国近了。
And actually, we're very familiar with this speak because the John the Baptist, when he first preached, the first word he speak is the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
但他后面还有一句话是什么
？And what is the next sentence follow that sentence? Do you guys know what it is?
啊，你们应当悔改。
And you should repent.
那么，当主耶稣基督刚刚开始传天国的福音的时候，主耶稣基督亲自刚刚开始传天国的福音的时候，他讲的第一句话也是跟施洗约翰讲的一模一样的。那么前面半句就是天国近了。
And so when Jesus sent his disciple to preach the gospel, and the word they use is exactly the same, the first half is the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那么后面半句呢？
And what about the second half?
我们知道是什么吗？
Do we know what it is?
你们应当悔改。
And still the same thing is you should repent.
啊，我们今天一想到天国，我说啊，一个美好的地方啊，要来了，我要进去了。
And today we think about heaven as oh, that's a great place and a beautiful place. I want to get into it.
但是主耶稣让他的使徒出去，施洗约翰出去，耶稣自己出去。哎，等一下，等一下。
And but when Jesus sent it to them, said say this, that, oh, be careful, hold on, hold on.
不是所有人都预备好了。
It's not everyone is prepared.
你那里还有点脏，还没有打扫干净。
You have this dirty. You have you need to clean it up.
啊，先悔改。
So repent first.
先洁净我们的心。
So cleansing our heart first.
这个世界上没有任何一个人配得进入天国。
And this in this world, there's no one is worthy of into the kingdom of heaven.
啊，但是每一个人都有机会进入天国。
But everyone has the opportunity to into the kingdom of heaven.
悔改
So repent.
那么当主耶稣让他的使徒出去传福音说天国近了，这对于那些愿意悔改认罪悔改的人来说，这就是大好的消息。
So when Jesus sent his disciples said the kingdom of heaven is at hand for those who are willing to repent, this is a great, great message.
那么但是对于那些骄傲的不愿意认罪悔改的人，这是一个非常严重的警告。
For those who are not proud and don't want to repent, that's a very serious warning.
因为天国近了。
Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
一个上帝完全掌权的国度降临了，在没有一些缝隙一些空间是上帝管不了的。
And becauseA kingdom of God's completely ruling is coming. So there is no single shrap place that God will not have authority for it.
当施洗约翰传天国进来的时候
When John the Baptist preached the message,
啊，施洗约翰这样说，我把这个经文给大家读一下。
I'll read that passage what the John the Baptist said.
马太福音三章第一节、第二节、第八节和第十节。第一节，那时有施洗的约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道，说天国近了，你们应当悔改。第八节，你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。第十节，现在斧子已经放在树根上。凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。其实坦白的讲，就在我读刚才这几句经文之前，我心里还在犹豫。
And be honest with you, before I read this passage, I'm still kind of hesitant.
我还在想到底要不要读。
I was thinking about should I read this passage?
我以前很少碰到这样的情况，但是我坦白的讲，我刚才确实
I seldom meet this type of situation, but I really kind of hesitated. Should I read it?
但是我感谢神，我相信是圣灵带领我，让我还是把这几节经文读出来。
But I thank God. I believe that the Holy Spirit lead me to read this passage.
因为圣经里面有永生。
Because in Bible there is eternal life.
我没有权利把上帝拯救世人的道隐藏一部分。
I don't have the right to hide some of the message that God used to save the people.
那么耶稣让他的使徒出去，第一个是让他们知道你们要到哪，要向谁传；第二个让他们知道你们要传什么。
And the first God, Jesus sent his apostle. He told his apostle to whom he should preach. Second, what's the message?
第三个要让他们知道，你们要知道自己是谁。
And thirdly, he wanted them to know, you have to know who you are.
耶稣对他们说：“你们白白的得来，也要白白的舍去。”
And Jesus said, "Free you have received, freely gave."
耶稣给他的使徒很大的权柄，他们可以做很了不起的事情，可以行神迹。
And God, Jesus actually gave his apostles great authority. They very great authority. They can actually perform miracles.
我们每一个人都是人。我们都能够理解，如果我们得到这么大的权柄，或者我们得到这么大的能力，我们很容易就怎么样，忘记了自己是谁。
And I think we all people and we understand if we got a great authority and got great powers, quickly we're going to forget who we are.
那么耶稣提醒他们，不要忘了自己是谁，你们是白白的得来的。
So Jesus remind them, don't forget who you are. You are freely received. The things you receive is free.
这是提醒每一个传福音的人，你要知道自己是谁。
Let's remind every one of us who preach the gospel. We have to know who we are.
我们是把人带到耶稣那里去，我们不是把人带到我们自己这里。
We are take people to Jesus Christ. We not take people to us.
我们是让人把一切的感谢、赞美、荣耀归给那曾经被杀的羔羊主耶稣基督。
We want people to give all the praise thanks to Jesus Christ, the Lamb was slain.Before.
我们不是要偷窃本当属于上帝的荣耀归给我们自己。
We do not want to steal the glory that belongs to God to give to ourselves.
我们怎能避免犯这样的错误呢？
How can we avoid to commit this type of mistake?
因为上帝确实给他的使徒有权柄。
And God does give his disciples this authority.
那么上帝提醒他们，你们要知道自己是谁，
God remind,
一切都是白白得来的。
God remind them that who you are, all you have, you freely received.
我们一起来读哥林多前书的四章七节。哥林多前书四章七节起。
Let's read together First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.
使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受的，为何自夸仿佛不是领受的呢？我们再来看诗篇的115篇第一节。
115:1。
好，耶和华荣耀不要归于我们，不要归于我们，要因你的慈爱和诚实归在你的名下。我们怎么可能这样？怎么可能就是不要去荣耀，主动的、自愿的把荣耀都归给上帝，我们很难做到的。
It is actually very difficult for us to willingly say give all the glory to God. It's difficult for us to do that.
所以耶稣提醒我们，不要忘记我们是谁，我们所拥有的一切恩赐都是白白领受的。
So Jesus reminds us who we are. All the gift we have is we freely receive from God.
这是成为上帝所使用的人，神的仆人，一个很重要的原则。因为只有明白这一点，才有可能传正确的福音。
So this is a very important principle for a God servant. Unless he truly understands that, then he can preach the true gospel.
正确的福音是让人进神的国，让人到主耶稣那里去。
The true gospel and the right gospel is take people into God, into Jesus.
不是把人带到我们这里来，不是把荣耀偷窃过来，偷给我们自己。
It's not take people to you and steal the glory for yourself.
那么耶稣这句话，一个方面提醒我们，我们要知道自己是谁；另一方面也告诉我们，没有人可以把上帝的福音当作谋利的工具，谋地上的利益的工具。
And Jesus, this is one thing help us understand who we are. And also, Jesus made it very clear, implied very clear, no one can use the gospel as a tool to for his own benefit.
我说是在这个地上的利益。
And the
benefit
I'm talking about is the earthly benefit, is the this life's benefit.
那么在提摩太前书，使徒保罗告诫提摩太。
And in Book of Timothy and Apostle Paul and teaching Timothy.
那么说有一些传异端的或者假教师，他们以金钱为得利的门路。
And he said that there is some false teacher and some people preach the false doctrine. They use the godly manner as a way to gain the benefit.
那么这是什么意思？就是说有人利用宗教，有人利用宗教信仰来成为自己得到地上的利益的一个工具和途径。
And basically saying there is such a people that use the religion.Use the way of religion as to the gain the earthly benefit for themselves.
那么而神的儿女在这个世界上应该有衣有食，就当知足。
But God's children on this earth should be content as long as we have food and clothing.
我把这段经文给大家读一下。
And I want to read this passage to you.
提摩太前书六章三至十节。
And this is on the First Timothy chapter 6, verses 3 to 10. I will read it.
若有人传异教，我给大家读一下。若有人传异教，不服从我们主耶稣基督纯正的话，与那合乎敬虔的道理，他是自高自大，一无所知，专好问难，争辩言辞，从此就生出嫉妒、纷争、毁谤、妄疑。并那坏了心术、失丧真理之人的真境，他们以敬虔为得利的门路，然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大利了。因为我们没有什么，没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去，只要有衣有食就当知足。但那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己吃透了。白白的得来，要白白的舍去，没有人可以利用上帝的福音来成为自己谋地上利益的工具。
Freely receive, you should freely give. No one can use the gospel he got as the way to gain the benefit on earth.
我曾经听到一个人他自称自己是牧师，也有很多人称他为牧师。这个人他这样讲。
Once I heard people speak, and he called himself a pastor, and a lot of people call him pastor as well.
他说，我要用就用最好的东西，我要拥有就拥有最好的东西。
If I want to use, I use the best thing. If I want to own, I own the best thing.
因为我是上帝的仆人。
Because I'm a God's servant.
我配得到这些。
I was worthy of all this.
后来我听到这句话，我感到非常的震惊。
And when I hear this, I was kind of very shocked.
我不敢相信这是一个被称为牧师的人口里讲这样的话。
I can believe that this is the word come out of a person called a pastor.
连上帝的独生爱子耶稣基督来到这个世界上，他有没有用这个世界最好的东西？
Even the Son of God, Jesus Christ, he came to this world. Did he use the best thing of the world?
他有没有要拥有这个世界最好的东西啊？
Did he want to own the best thing of this world?
那曾经有一位把这个世界上一切最好的东西荣华富贵都给耶稣看，就说你要不要啊。
And once actually there's one actually show the whole glory of the world to Jesus. Ask him, do you want it?
那这位是谁啊？
And you know who that is?
耶稣有没有说哎呦我要我要这些东西最好好啊。
And did Jesus say, yes, I want it. It's the best of the world. I want it.
感谢神耶稣拒绝了。
And thank God that Jesus rejected.
如果耶稣没有拒绝，那么今天所有跟从耶稣的人最后跟从的是谁呢？
So if Jesus hasn't rejected that, then today everyone follow Jesus, who do we follow?
耶稣让他的门徒跟从他，耶稣说他在这个地上都没有枕头的地方。
And Jesus told his disciple when they want to follow him, he said he himself has no place to lay down his head.
你们要撇下一切来跟从。
Or to give up everything to follow him.
那么在约翰一书二章十五节，圣经这样说：不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
And First John 2:15 said, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
耶稣告诫他的使徒白白的得来白白的舍去。
And Jesus told his disciples that freely receive, free to give.
圣经告诉我们有衣有食就当知足。
Bible told us if we have a clothing and a food, we should be content.
贪婪是万恶之根。
And the cover and the love of money is the all the source of the evil.
对世界钱财的贪婪最后是愁苦刺透我们的心。
If a love of the earthly possession and the money, they'll become the all the sorrow will pierce our heart.
今天很多今天有一个很有钱的人每天要讲很多的话，发很多的推。
And today we know that on the internet there's a very rich people and he want to send a lot of Twitter.
其实我看他很愁苦。
And I saw is very troubled in him. Sorrow.
心里很多的愤怒。
There's a lot of anger in his heart.
很多的记恨，很多的不平。
And a lot of hatred and a lot of uneasiness.
好，我们再来看耶稣接下来的话。
Let's continue to see what the Jesus said.
所以耶稣紧接着就说呢，
and Jesus said,
腰带里不要带金银铜钱。
Now provide neither gold or silver.
行路不要带口粮，不要带两件褂子，也不要带鞋和拐杖，因为工人得饮食是应当的。
Not bag for your journey, not two tuggles, not saddles, not staffs, not workers is worthy of his food.
其实我们今天看这样的话，我们觉得很奇怪。
And when we read this, it's kind of feel strange.
我们今天有谁出门不带这些东西呢？
So today, when we
are here,
who we don't bring money with us?
我有一个朋友很快要到欧洲去旅行。
I have a friend is going to travel to Europe.
去意大利。
To Italy.
后来我就告诉他，哎，你把你的钱包要藏好。
And I said, you got to make sure keep your wallet in a safe place.
藏到安全的地方。
Be keep it safe.
我朋友说，哎，是是是，感谢你提醒我。
I said, yeah, that's.Good to remind me.
后来我又在想，哎，如果我不带钱，我就没有这个忧虑了。
Later I think, well, if we don't need to bring a wallet, that will save a lot of worries.
比如说我到一个地方去旅游，很多的美景啊，我在这里欣赏看，但是突然想，哎呀，不行，我看我钱包还在不在？看，哎，不行，我钱包还在不在？
If I think about this scenario, if I go to a very beautiful place and I was enjoying the scene, but at the same time I said, oh, is my wallet still there? So that's a very disappointing.
后来我想，哎呀，回家算了，回家算了。
So probably said, wow, that's not unsafe. Let's go back home.
当然这是这是一个开玩笑的话。
Of course, that's kind of dramatic description.
那么我们来思想耶稣的话，就是传福音的人不要第一个考虑不要带那些东西。首先这个告诉我们什么呢？传福音是一件非常紧迫的事情。
And this message, let's learn that don't consider to bring all these things what Jesus the message shows that preaching gospel is a very urgent matter.
啊，我们要知道，耶稣看这个世人是困苦流离，如羊没有牧人。耶稣说，庄稼熟了，赶紧要来收割庄稼。
Because Jesus viewed this whole thing is like people are in the difficulties, and they like sheep without shepherds, and the crop is ready and need to be harvested.
所以耶稣经过整夜的祷告，就兴起十二使徒，然后立刻就把他们差出去。
So for with whole night prayer, and Jesus set up these 12 apostles, and then immediately he sent them out.
我们知道传福音是救人呐。
And we know that preaching the gospel is to save people.
传福音不是简简单单的告诉你，哎，我知道一件事情很有意思，来，你也听一听看。
And preaching the gospel is not like trivially say, hey, I know something's interesting. Do you want to hear it?
以前的希腊人是用这种态度来面对福音的，他们随便说说听听。
And before the Greeks is like this, you know, they like news. They hear and they talk about in trivial manner.
但是耶稣让他的使徒出去传福音是救人。
And then Jesus sent his apostle out is try to save people.
就好像农民要抢着收获成熟的庄稼，我们华人叫中国人叫要抢，要双抢，抢着收，抢着种。
It's just like a farmer try to take whatever they can to harvest as soon as they can.In China, they have a special word for that.
啊，我以前曾经有过一次，就是抢着收庄稼的经历，那很多事情都顾不得了，
and
就赶紧就要去收割。
I had one experience of this harvest, and at that time, literally, you don't care about a lot of other things. You just want to get the crop harvested in time.
那么就好像我们有一个地方失火了，里面还有人，我们让消防员赶紧去把这些人救出来，这是传福音。
It's just like a building is caught fire and there's still people inside. You got to send the firemen to go there save the people. This is just like preach the gospel.
啊，那如果消防员说，哎呀，我头发还没梳好，哎呀，我这些很多东西还没有带。
If the fireman said, oh no, wait a minute, I haven't combed my hair and I have bring certain things.
那么传福音也是把人从一条要沉的船上要赶紧要救出来。
And the preach gospel is also like save people from a boat. The boat is going to sink.
啊，在这个时候我们不会说，哎呀，你多带几件衣裳吧。啊，这个时候，哎，你要带点美元啊，带点什么钱。
So in that situation, we cannot say that, hey, just bring some more stuff, or bring some dollars or something.
没有时间了。
There's no time to do that.
赶紧让人上救生艇。
Hurry, get people on the safe boat.
啊，有一个很真实的事件是在纽约近海，当时是一个轰动世界的事件，一个游轮沉没了。
And there is a event. It's a real event in New York. At that time, a ship is going to sink.
啊，不是 Titanic. 那么这个游轮沉没了呢
？Not Titanic.
就是所有的这个二等舱三等舱啊下面这些舱位的人全部死掉了，只有头等舱的人啊绝大多数救出来了，只有一个没有救出来。
And this is the real story. I think that when the boat sink, this all the people in the second, third class all died. Only the first class people were saved, and among them there's only one that's not be saved.
当时世界舆论一片哗然，人们就是觉得，哎呀，难道人的生命有差别吗？为什么头等舱的人几乎全部救出来，这个头等舱之下的人全部死了，就在纽约的近海，美国海岸队去救。
And at that time, the world media actually is a complete shock, is that human life has a class because all the second, the third class, passenger are died and the first class are saved.
啊，这不是我们今天讨论的问题。
It's not the topic we want to discuss today.
我们讨论那个头等舱的那一个，他怎么死了
？I just want to talk about that one in the first class, how he died.
大家知道他怎么他知道有人知道这个事情哈
？There's a lot of people know this story.
因为这是一个老太太，她有一个首饰箱。
Because this is an old lady, she has a box for all the jewelries.
啊，她要把这个首饰箱一定要找到，因为慌乱当中东西都乱了嘛。然后她又一定要找到，她不听那些救护人员的话，她不听指挥。
Because this old lady that at that emerging time, she didn't listen to the direction. She want to find her jewelry box.
当然这是两个方面，一个就是说听到福音的人你要立刻接受悔改。
So this is the kind of
天国近了。
Two aspects. One thing is that people who hear the gospel, you should respond immediately.
然后呢，另外一个方面就是传福音的人你要急迫。
And the other thing is the who preach the gospel, you have to have the sense of a hurry.
你不要说哦，我把所有的东西都准备好了啊，我再出去啊，我要存够退休金啊，我要把我的儿女什么全部安顿好了，我再出去传福音。你要有急迫的心。
You want to have a sense of a hurry. And you don't want to say, I got to prepare everything, then I preach the gospel. I got my children settled, and I got my retirement saved, and then I go to preach the gospel.
那么这个一个方面告诉我们要急迫，另外一方面要专心，你专心在你要做的事情上面。
And one thing to talk about here is Jesus' message is you're going to be hurry, and the other aspect is you have to be focused.
那么耶稣让这十二使徒出去干什么呢？传福音呐。
And Jesus sent the people, these 12 apostles go out to do what? To preach the gospel.
所以你们就专心在传福音的事情上面。
So you just focus on the preach the gospel.
吃什么喝什么这些东西。
What to eat, what to drink.
上帝会预备。
God will prepare.
接下来的经文会谈到有人会接待的。
And the passage will talk about someone will receive you anyway.
啊，有人会给你们吃喝的。
Someone will give you the food and the drink.
接下来的经文就会谈到，那这些事情你们就不要太分散注意力了。
And those things you don't want to divert your attention to those things.
啊，现在有一个电视剧，好像很多人在看，就是讲医生的。
I don't know. There's someone is probably watch this TV series to talk about doctor.
啊，首先我要说我没有看啊，我也不是鼓励大家都去看这个电视剧。
First, I didn't watch it. I didn't encourage everyone to watch the TV series.
但是当我思想医生，一个主治医生，做手术的医生，他要专注在他的手术上面，他不是说我要准备氧气瓶，我要准备麻醉啊，我要准备这个温度啊，消毒啊，各个方面我全部要准备好，各种血浆啊，医生不会，主刀的医生不会做这个事情。
Because this TV series is about a doctor who operated surgery. So I think this doctor who performed the operation.He should not focus on the oxygen and anesthesia or something else. He only need to focus on the surgery he's going to do.
所有这些事情有助手在预备。
All the other things, there's a system that can do these things.
那么当所有的人预备这些事情的时候，这个医生最应该干什么呢？他好好的休息。
When everyone is prepared all those things, you know what that doctor is going to do? He's going to be rest.
他要集中他的注意力，要专注在他所要做的事情上。
And he have to focus on his attention to the things he is going to do.
啊，如果我们说，哎呀，这个医生好懒呐，什么事情都让别人做。
If we said, well, this doctor is very lazy, let everybody do all the things.
他就在那划一刀，他的工作结束了。
And all he do is just do one cut. That's all he do.
啊，这别人给他准备这些，准备那么多，
And all the people prepare a lot of things.
如果我们有这样的想法，我们就太不了解医生了。
If we think about this, we really don't understand the doctor.
其实这里就是告诉十二使徒，我要强调是十二使徒，他们是上帝所特别设立的人，所以他们要专注在自己的使命上面，其他的这些事情呢，上帝会预备的。
Yeah, here basically Jesus made it very clear to these 12 disciples. I want to emphasize this 12.Apostles, they have to laser focus on what they are supposed to do. The rest of other things that God will prepare for them.
那么这其实也是一个搭配服事的问题。
And this is also a thing about we work together to serve God.
其实神的心意一直是这样的，在以色列人十二支派当中，利未人就是专门分别出来的人。
Because God's heart is always like this. If you look at Old Testament, the Levites is always separated to serve God.
利未人不允许有这个地上的产业。
And Levites, they are not to have the property of the earth.
那这些人靠什么活呢？
So what they live by what they live?
靠十一宗派的十一奉献活着。
And they will be lived supported by the tithes from this 11th tribes.
啊，所以你看，上帝的旨意非常的有智慧。
So God is very wisdom. God's will is very wise.
其他十一个支派的十分之一加在一起，正好让利未人所有的跟其他的支派是一样的，是平均数上是一样的。
You can see the tithes from the 11 tribe to give to Levites. The Levites actually get the same amount as the other 11 tribe people.
但神的心意让他们专心在神所托付给他们特殊的使命上面。
So God's heart is let them focus on the mission that God gave to them.
那么接下来耶稣就谈到神的供应。
Talk about the provision of God.
我们还可以再看两处经文，在提摩太前书五章十七到十八节。十七节，那善于管理教会的长老，我给大家读一下。
And let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5:17-18.
我给大家读一下。那善于管理教会的长老当以为配受加倍的敬奉，那劳苦传道的教导人的更当如此，因为经上说牛在场上踹骨的时候不可拢住他的嘴，又说工人得工价是应当的。那么神让十二使徒出去传福音，
So God sent these 12 apostles to preach the gospel,
让他们有急迫，
and want them to have the sense of urgency,
让他们专心，
and want them to focus,
也给他们有应许，他们所需用的神会供应给他们，
and also give them the promise that God will provide what they need.
在马太福音六章三十一到三十三节，
Matthew chapter 6 verse 31-33,
圣经是这样说，所以不要忧虑吃什么喝什么穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西你们的天父是知道的，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。那么这跟耶稣对使徒的嘱咐也是一样的，就是说你们要相信上帝的供应。
So verse 6, Matthew chapter 6 verse 31-33 is the same spirit that when Jesus gave to the apostles that you have to trust God's provision.
今天很多时候我们也可能有这样的困惑，就是我们所需用的上帝没有给我们呢。
Today, sometimes we have a puzzle that we concern that what we need that God didn't provide.
但是上帝提醒我们，你有没有先求神的国神的义呢？
But God does remind us, do we have seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness?
基督徒在这个世界上，我们的人生态度是有衣有食就当知足。
Christian on this world, our attitude of life is that as long as we have a clothing and food, we should be content.
但是我们并不是说不去影响这个世界，不对这个世界有贡献。
But let's not say we don't have an influence this world. We don't contribute to this world.
事实上，基督徒对这个世界的影响，对这个世界的贡献是最大的。
Actually, as a matter of fact, Christians' influence and contribution to this world is the greatest.
但是呢，我们并不是为了我们自己在地上的利益。
But we are not for our own benefit on this earth.
很多基督徒是非常成功的企业家，非常富有的人。
There's a lot of Christians, they're very successful entrepreneur or businessman, very rich.
他们也追求世界的成功，也追求在世界上有影响力。
They seek the success of the earthly things and the influence on this earth.
但是不一样的是，他们不用这些仅仅来满足自己的私欲，他们让这些成为多人的祝福。
But the things difference, they don't use this to only satisfy their own desire, but to become a blessing to the rest of the world.
但是对世人最大的祝福是什么呢？
But we remember that the greatest blessing to the world is
让世人能够悔改信福音。
It is that the world can repent and believe in the gospel.
进入神的国。
Into the kingdom of God.
啊，我们今天来思想耶稣所说的话，看到耶稣差派十二使徒出去传福音。
Today we think about Jesus' word and saw that Jesus sent his apostle to preach the gospel.
啊，我们看到几个原则。
We see a couple of the principles.
第一个就是要知道你传福音的对象是谁。
Number one, you have to know who to preach.
从身边的人开始，从熟悉的人开始。
From the people around you first, and from people you're familiar with first.
因为这应该是我们最爱的人，从你爱的人开始。
Because this is the people you love the most, and so start from the people you love.
第二，要知道传福音的内容。
Second, we have to know what do we preach, what's the message.
传天国进来。
And the message is the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
第三，要知道我们自己是谁，传福音的人是谁。
And thirdly, we want to know those of us who preach the gospel, we know who we are.
第四，要急迫，要专心。
And fourthly, we know we have to be in a sense of hurry and be focused.
最后
And finally,
让我们知道相信上帝的供应。
And let us know we believe God's provision.
好，我们一起做祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你啊，赐给我们圣经的话语。
Thank you, give us the word of God and the Bible.
啊，让我们在这个地上短暂和虚空的一生有了永恒的价值。
And so that our life, even on earth, is short and could be meaningless, but would have the eternal meaning.
啊，愿圣灵感动我们，让我们能够与神的圣工有份。
May the Holy Spirit move in our heart so we have a participation in the God's holy work.
让我们能够把我们从神那里得到的恩典得到的福音与我们所爱的人与更多的人分享。
So we can get the gospel from God and the grace from God can share with the people around us and with more people.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ. Amen.
Amen.